The infrastructure to help the homeless in Sitka has been compared to a patchwork of services and agencies without much unity, a problem that's not uncommon to other Alaskan communities. In the last installment of a three-part report on homelessness in Sitka, KCAW's Ed Ronco explores some of those patches and talks with people trying to stitch them together.
It's important to begin by saying that there are a number of people and groups in Sitka working to address homelessness, and there's no way this story, or any other story for that matter, can cover each of them. The best we can do is offer a glimpse, one that begins in the kitchen at the Salvation Army on Sawmill Creek Road.
What's for lunch today? Well, we originally had chicken soup. It was donated and turned out it was spoiled, so I dumped the whole thing. Now it's called improvisation, and it's going to be a black bean and rice and beef soup.
David Kitka is sauteing those ingredients along with some onions and celery in a large skillet. On any given day, he'll serve lunch to about 25 people, maybe half of that in the summertime when it's easier to find work. Kitka himself used to be homeless. He says he became lost in addiction for 2.5 years. And volunteering now in the kitchen is his way of passing on the goodwill others showed him. The Salvation Army serves lunch from 11:30 to 12:30 every weekday, and it also runs a food pantry. The shelves line the entire room and are stacked high with boxes and cans. Salvation Army Captain Tina Botchin.
We usually provide about 5 days worth of food for a family. But that would be breakfast, lunch, and a dinner for them.
Botchin says her group also provides assistance with rent and utilities to keep people from losing their homes in the first place. And they sometimes provide hotel vouchers for people to get out of the cold for a night. There are a lot of things the Salvation Army can do, she says, but resources are still scarce. She has a phrase for what she does. She calls it soup, soap, and salvation.
My husband also has a saying, it's a,
Christianity
with its sleeves rolled up. Yeah.
You might say the sleeves are also rolled up at St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church on Lincoln Street. It's open around the clock, year-round. The pastor, Father Dave Elsenson, says it's used by people needing comfort, rest, a moment of solitude.
And also people who find themselves without shelter.
He says it's been a mostly good experience for the church and that the parishioners feel strongly about keeping the doors open. But there have been some problems.
About 2 years ago, I started hearing reports from other people who were homeless, asking me if these two people who were in the church building after dark had permission to run the place. If they could decide who could come in and who could not, and basically chase other people away.
And that was not okay with church leadership. Some new policies went up. The church building, it was decided, would be an appropriate place for solace, but not for eating, drinking, or sleeping. Elsenson says when people talk about homelessness, they talk about the system being broken. But he argues there never was a unified system. Instead, people who are homeless have to navigate a patchwork of groups and government agencies, some of which, he says, are tailored to very specific needs.
The problem is if you're not one of those targeted groups and you need help, then you are the one that has to try to find the agency or the group or the church that's trying to help people like you. It's a monumental task, and it's probably too much to ask of somebody who has no resources.
Those who can't find help or those who aren't looking for it sometimes end up in the care of police, brought in under something called Title 47, which basically says the police can hold people who pose a danger to themselves or others. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says the bulk of those calls are for public inebriation. The police measure Title 47 in man days. A man day is one night in jail for one person. So far, in 2009, they've logged about 200 of them. Last year, 125. Schmidt says he doesn't know why there's been an increase this year. Maybe it's the economy, maybe it's more people in town. He does say Sitka's policy on holding people is more permissive than in other places.
The jails oftentimes won't take them. They'll take them to the hospital, and the hospital will turn around and release them, and they're right back out on the street. And I just can't live with that, so we'll take them. Even if the hospital says, okay, they're medically cleared, but they're still intoxicated, we'll house them here.
Fair market rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Sitka is $1,024. Experts say affordable rent is about 30% of a household's median income. So, to afford $1,024 per month, a household would need the equivalent of $19.69 per hour in earnings. At minimum wage, those employed in the household would have to put in 110 hours of work each week. It's important to have good resources in town, but Elsenson, the pastor at St. Peter's, also says part of addressing the problem will mean changing societal attitudes about homelessness.
We are a people who believe in being able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. If you work hard enough, you can do it. And the other side of that is, if you're down on your luck, it's probably your fault. I think we need to get over that. I think we need to be able to understand that sometimes things just don't work out for people. Sometimes it's their fault, sometimes it's not. But regardless, as a community, as a nation, it's in our interest to help each other.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.